Well, howdy guys, and I'm going to tell you, this Peroni tastes damn good tonight. Now, I usually always set a limit, but tonight, I might go over that. But I've watched a video on MGTOW TV, and I'll put a link to it down below, that showed a Femon, I believe, in China. Or maybe Japan. Can't be sure, they all look the same to me.
Hey, you can't say that.
Really? Oh, all right. Well then, they have a limited genetic diversity then. Is that all right?
I don't know, I'm gonna check, I didn't understand that. I may have nice tits, but that's my best asset. And they're fake.
Anyway, this Femon had facial reconstruction, so that she could be a 304. So eventually, maybe her face looked like a 304, but her genetics remained the same. So she's trying to fake her genetics. Why does everything about a Femon have to be a scam? But their whole life is fake and false. Now, if you guys old enough to have been with Sue Femons or lived with them for a while, I have. See if this rings a bell. She's got some of her friends coming around in a couple of days. So what do you have to do? Well, you have to go through the whole place. You have to clean the whole place. You have to tidy the whole place. Make it look like a museum, like it never does. In other words, it's a complete and utter lie. Most Femon days, she lies to herself and then lies to everybody else. What do you think makeup's all about? It's trying to make something look that it isn't. And the way they put makeup on nowadays, they can remold their face. Or make a brand new one. What about breast implants? Trying to fake her genetics. Butt lifts. Lip fillers. Nose job. All fake and false. Which doesn't change her genetics at all. And it's to lie to the male, to make him believe she has good genetics, when she only has so-so genetics. I guess if you find a Femon that is open and honest, and only lies very occasionally, you must have a Femon from another planet. Because there's no such Femon like that that exists on planet Earth. Lying and deceiving is the Femon's nature. But how can they lie and deceive all the time? Don't they feel guilty? Well, it helps when you're born without any morals or principles. And their lives are only all about one thing. Them. An inexperienced male meets a Femon in a bar.
Oh, go on. Guess how old you think I am?
Well, I guess you look about, I don't know, 20 years old.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, actually, I'm 22.
That's not true.
So how many guys have you slept with?
Only one, and it was an accident. We both were having a kind of a shower, and we slipped, and it went in.
Oh, wow, you sound like a very nice girl. Want a drink?
Oh, thank you very much. I don't normally drink, but with you I will. Because you make me feel so comfortable. I'll have a screwdriver and a lazy Nancy, thanks. Oh, and two Jaeger bombs just for decorative thing.
And the lies and deceit begin.